So the question was asked, when one scratches one's head, must one wash one's hands? So technically we have to wash our hands before we eat bread, we have to wash our hands when we wake up in the morning, we have to wash our hands after we come out of the bathroom. If a person scratches his head or scratches part of his body that is covered, such as his back or his shoulder or any other place that's covered and usually has some sweat, so we say the hands got slightly dirty when they touched that covered place, or if he scratched his head, and therefore he should either wash his hands if he can, or if he's getting dry skin because he's washing his hands so much, or if he's in the middle of a meal, or if he's in the middle of learning, or if he's in a place where it's not so convenient to go and wash his hands, what he may do is rub his hands to clean them. You rub them on wood, and don't forget to rub in between the fingers so as to cleanse your hands. And that is something which, even though in halacha it would seem to be less than lechatchila, the minig is that we're so mech on that. We do rely on that lechatchila in instances like having dry hands, or you're in the middle of eating lunch and you don't have time to run around and find a place to wash your hands, or you're learning, or for whatever reason that it's inconvenient, we generally do rely on that lechatchila.
So I might understand that the only place that isn't covered is your face and hands.
I don't know, most people wear short sleeves up to the elbows, by most people is uncovered. Also over here, your throat is uncovered, and most people don't walk with a tie, so a little bit more is uncovered. Anything else? Okay,
right.
On this point?
It's on the Tanakh. All the kings of Israel, they were Talmidei Chachamim.